Well, the deaths of two bomb disposal specialists in a blast in the Solomon Islands has shocked locals and aid workers. Australian Trent Lee and Briton Luke Atkinson were part of a mission with aid agency Norwegian People's Aid to dispose of World War II munitions. John Rodsted knew one of the men. He's the chief research officer with the organisation Safe Ground, which campaigns for the elimination of unexploded bombs. He says he's deeply saddened by the loss of the two men.
It's absolutely tragic, anything like this. Bomb disposal, it's a difficult and it's obviously a dangerous game. But these people are well trained, but accidents can happen. So it's an absolute tragedy.
John, how important is it for the international community to pay attention to this issue of unexploded munitions in the Pacific? How big is this problem?
Well, it's a great question. How big is the problem is the million dollar question, because you've got big stockpiles that were abandoned. You've got stuff that was fired and didn't function, didn't detonate. And all of this creates a dangerous legacy. Now, at the end of World War II, most of the belligerents just turned around and went home and left these communities with this dangerous legacy forever. So here we are 75 years later. To think that there's an accident is not unexpected. Very, very sad, but not unexpected.
What kind of effect do these munitions have on the daily lives of people in the Pacific, the dangers, but also the way that people have kind of incorporated this stuff in their daily life?
Children are a major problem. That, you know, kids are curious. Kids need to be curious. And the chance of children blowing themselves up with a bomb is very real and a very present danger. Then you've got things such as people who wish to fish with explosives. So they'll try and find an old bomb, cut it in half, and you can imagine what that's like, someone trying to take a hacksaw to the side of a bomb to recover the explosives to go fishing with them. So there's those sort of issues. And then you've got all the problems of economic retardation. You can't move forward economically if you've got fields full of bombs.
What kind of munitions are we talking about in the Pacific, John?
Well, the scale of the war in the Pacific was massive, and everything was up there, from landmines to, you know, artillery to aircraft bombs to mortars to bullets. You name it, it was used. So there's the complete range of what was ever on in inventory back in the 1940s. So anything from 1,000-pound bombs down.
And the teams that are going in to try and get rid of this unexploded munitions, how difficult is it for them, and what are they doing? Are they blowing up this stuff where it is, or do they need to take it somewhere else?
Well, ideally, you find this stuff, and if it's safe enough to remove it, you'd remove it to a demolition site. If it's unstable and they have to make that judgment on the ground, they would then have to blow it in situ, where they'd sandbag it and put a charge in with it and try and destroy it there. But, of course, that's extremely complicated if you're inside a city. And keeping in mind, Honiara, as a city, is right on what was the battlefield between the Japanese and the Americans back in 1942. So, you know, Honiara itself is the centre of the battle.
What kind of effect has 75 years had on the stability of some of these bombs and landmines?
Well, 75 years, you could either have it where it's decayed to a point where it won't function, or it's made it so unstable that anything could happen. So 75 years just makes it a more dangerous thing to deal with and a more complicated thing to deal with.
Australia was one of the countries fighting in the Pacific during World War II. What responsibility does Australia have to go in and try and deal with this issue?
Well, I think everybody who's had something to do with the fighting in World War II has a moral and ethical responsibility to make the ground safe for the local people. The people of the Solomon Islanders or the New Guinea or Palau or wherever simply want the ability and have the right to get on with a safe life.
What's the political lay of the land internationally, John, at the moment with the United Nations and other bodies? Are they starting to pay attention to this issue?
You've got to deal with everything, whether it's poison weapons, whether it's bombs, whether it's landmines. You've just got to simply make the land safe and give it back to the community clear. Because it's an extraordinary thing when you see a community that's had to duck and weave around dangerous ground and bombs forever, and all of a sudden you give them clear ground. It is Christmas. They could then have a safe future where whatever their future is up to them. Whatever they wish to farm or build is up to them. But you can't start that way. You've got bombs in the ground.
That's John Rodsted, the Chief Research Officer with organisation Safe Ground.